you got a new idea? Do you need someone who can help you bring your marketing to life?
So you are in the right place. Welcome to Solopreneur. Accept the challenge.
We are Adrienne and Elisa. Thank you for listening to us.
So now, welcome to our course, Solopreneur, Accept the Challenge, where we are going to study and to see how can we start our business, how can we be solopreneurs.
This course consists of 14 lessons. Our goal for every lesson is to help you discover strategies and tools you can use right away to build your business.
So, if you take a look to the first pages of this course, you are going to see that Solopreneur is a project that enhances self-employability in remote regions of Europe.
The idea behind Solopreneur is to develop open educational resources targeted at all those people who are in search of their first employment, are out of the job market for objective reasons, underemployed, or want to develop their own business.
So, Solopreneur is the concrete answer to you. And now, once we have made this introduction, it's time for us to start with lesson number one.
So, we have got a title in this first lesson. The title is I Have an Idea.
Of course you have. Maybe you have many ideas, but one is the winning one.
Yes. And the first section of this lesson is titled Ideation.
How do we create ideas? How an idea comes to us?
So we are talking, Adrienne, about a process.
Yes, of course.
And now it's time to read the information we have got.
Ideation is the creative process of generating, developing, and communicating new ideas.
It can be conducted by individuals, organizations, or crowds.
So, ideas are not strange to us. We have ideas every day. For example, you are thinking about a problem, then you have an idea how to solve it. Or you are thinking about going to the supermarket because you need something for your idea of preparing a meal. Mm-hmm. So, ideas are everywhere in our minds.
Yes, an idea is understood as a basic element of thought that can be either visual, concrete, or even abstract.
But now here we are going to talk about how to apply those ideas into a business, how to have a business idea. And we have to start first talking about how ideas are generated.
There are two ways to construct an idea and turn it into an innovative concept.
When we are talking about business, we have to keep in mind that our idea must be innovative, the one of a kind.
And don't forget that an idea is an essential part of the design process, both in education and practice.
So, before doing anything, the very first step is thinking and developing your idea. So, let's start with the number one, with the first way to construct an idea.
Ideas generated spontaneously to create something new, special and extraordinary.
That's the example, for example, when we are talking about genius persons. Mm-hmm. For example, Leonardo da Vinci.
Or Albert Einstein.
And the second way is related to
Ideas generated in response of a lacking market and real-life issues.
Problems. Everyone is going to have problems in his or her life. So, that's the second way. Identify a problem or identify a lack of something, and then my idea comes to solve it. For example, a few years ago, not too many years ago, if we wanted to contact someone, a relative, for example, who was living far away, the only way we had was, for example, using a letter. Mm-hmm. But now we can contact them now using our phones.
Yes, but not only our phones, but you mean, for example, by means of an email.
That's right. And how can we send those emails via internet? Mm-hmm. So someone had the idea to connect all computers around the world using the World Wide Web.
We have been talking about the importance of ideas. And what about a business idea?
So we keep reading and let's see what a business idea is.
A business idea is a concept that can be used for financial gain that is usually centered on a product or a service that can be offered for money.
That's obvious. So you have an idea and you want profit from this idea. But to be successful, you need to solve a problem. You need to give a service to the whole humankind.
And if we are talking about a business idea, we have to know the characteristics of a promising business idea.
And the very first one is indeed innovation.
When we are talking about innovation, we think about something new. So, as we can read, creating new ideas is related with creating new ideas through research and development or improving existing services. Businesses that are focused on innovation are usually more efficient.
Now think for a moment about all those gadgets, technological gadgets, we see every day. They are really new, but they offer very fantastic characteristics. That's because all the companies behind those products are investigating, researching every day how to improve their products. That's innovation.
Mm-hmm. And this is the first characteristic. But before going on with the rest, it's time to listen to Did You Know That?
Did you know that? A startup company is a young company founded by one or more entrepreneurs in order to develop a unique product or service and bring it to market, with initial funding from the founders or their families.
Of course, we say that a startup is a young company because a startup is a company typically in the early stages of its development.
What about you? Do you know any startup or do you have one? If not, maybe you can start with your company with a startup.
Well, we are not going to start. We are going to go in on with the second characteristic. Remember, the characteristics of a promising business idea.
And this characteristic is the USP.
USP is the same. Oh, like a unique selling proposition.
And what's that? Let's read the information we have on the right. Differentiating strategy that allows you to compete uniquely in the market. It is what makes customers to buy your product because it offers something unique that the competition do not have.
And this is especially important when your product or service is similar to those around you. This requires careful analysis of other companies, ads and marketing messages.
The thing or the point is that you have to ask yourself the following question. What makes me or what makes my product different?
Mm-hmm.
That's your USP, unique selling proposition.
If you analyze what they say they sell, not just their product or service characteristics, you can learn a great deal about how companies distinguish themselves from competitors. For example, Charles Revson, founder of Revlon, always used to say he sold hope, not makeup.
Some airlines, for example, sell friendly service, while others sell on-time service. So you have to know and you have to get very clear what is your unique selling proposition.
And now we are going to know more about the third characteristic, Public problem solving.
And that's very important because your product, your service must service the public.
Because of this, we say we have written on the left. People are always going to have problems.
Every time, every day, you are going to find someone who has a problem.
So, as business owner, your job is to solve these problems for your ideal clients. This really is the key to business success.
So, you have to show your customer that you have the answer they are looking for.
Mm-hmm. And when we are talking about business, of course, we have to talk about benefit. This is the last characteristic.
Let's read the information we have on the right. Profitability is a business's ability to generate earnings compared to its cost over a certain period of time.
This is what makes a business survive in order to keep having the impact that it has.
So take into account that your idea could be innovating. Well, you maybe has thought in a unique selling proposition. It solves a problem. But if you don't earn money, then your idea is not going to be successful because you need resources. You need monetary resources.
Cash. Well, now it's time to read the following section. Think about.
So let's go to the image we have below about ideation. We have the following steps we have to start with the very first one and then go upwards.
And our first step is preparation. What does it mean? When thinking about a business or a business idea, we have to organize, to think about what I want to sell, in which way I want to sell it.
The next step is incubation. You have to start thinking about your idea. You have to, for example, write down all ideas related to the big one you are having. And then you have to organize all of them because it leads to the following step.
Illumination.
That's when you have the right idea. Now you have come to what you need, what you think, what you are going to do.
It's something similar to see the light.
That's
in this
right.
Business world.
And the last step is, of course, revision. Because you have to start again with your illumination, start again revising your idea. Is that what you are thinking about? Do you see any problem or can you anticipate any problem? Then solve it and start with your idea.
And now, as a conclusion, we have on the right our particular smartphone with this tip. My idea must be, or is it innovative?
Is it unique?
It solves a problem? Or is it profitable?
So once you have done the ideation process, the next thing you have to do is ask yourself these questions.
And now we're near the end of this lesson, but before it finishes, we have a quote for you. Do you know who Steve Jobs is?
Maybe you know. It was the founder or co-founder of Apple and was the chairman of Apple and the one who had the idea of the iPhones, MacBooks, even smartwatches, so the leading products of the market.
Okay, but now we are going to listen to his words. Pay attention.
If you haven't found what you want to do yet, keep looking.
Well, that's the same. Or it happens the same when we are looking for something and we don't find it. We have to keep looking.
keep looking, and related to a business idea, please read again what we said before. Preparation. You have to prepare your idea.
And you have to ask those questions about innovation, unique selling proposition, problem solving, and of course, it must be profitable.
And now it's time to say goodbye until the lesson number 2.
Until the next lesson.